Back in April, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that for the first time, electronic cigarette use among young people had surpassed traditional cigarette use. The CDC says 1 in 10 adults has tried vaping. The Food and Drug Administration is set to release its first set of regulations for e-cigarettes. But so far, there's not much science on the long-term effects of using them. Ebony Joseph with Health News Florida reports that researchers are scrambling to keep up with the growing popularity of e-cigarettes.
What's going on, brother?
Juan Uranga buys his go-to e-juice at the Vapor Shark Smoke Shop in Doral. E-juice is a flavored tobacco-free liquid that replaces the nicotine in traditional cigarettes. Uranga smoked menthols for 15 years. 5 months ago, he started vaping instead.
My family mostly died of emphysema, cancer. It runs in my blood, and I said, that's it. It's really helped me with the cigarettes, and I don't even smoke any more cigarettes.
It went from becoming, you know, a quit smoking aid to becoming a hobby for a lot of people, like myself.
Sadala Kahook owns the Euphoric Smoke Shop in a small strip mall in Hollywood, in a neighborhood with at least a dozen smoke shops. He's explaining how vaping works. First, he puts together something that looks like a silver ballpoint pen.
So this is the tank, and this is the battery. So in order to turn a battery on, you have to click it 5 times.
He tilts one end up and fills a tiny tank with e-juice.
Just press on this button and, yeah, it lights up.
Heat coils turn the liquid into smoke and fills the air. Cook says when he and his cousin opened their shop, they sold mostly hookahs, like the ones in Palestine, where they're from. But he says business really took off when they added e-cigarettes.
It's popular because there's millions of flavors. You can go from a cereal to a dessert to caramel to, you know, chips and bacon.
And they're cheap. A basic e-cig kit costs about $20, and a bottle of e-juice can cost as little as $5. Kahook says smokers like that the ingredients for vaping feel less harsh.
I mean, it is better than cigarettes just because of the different chemicals that goes into cigarettes opposed to what's in a vapor. You know, you have glycerin, vegetable oil, flavoring, and the nicotine.
But vaping may not actually be safer than regular cigarettes.
So inhaling these vapors are considered safe by the general public. In fact, our preliminary data suggest they are not.
Dr. Matias Salate is a pharmacology professor at the University of Miami. His research team was recently awarded almost $2 million from the Florida Department of Health to study the long-term effects of vaping. Salate's earlier research found vaping causes many of the same problems as traditional cigarettes. He says these studies could provide data the Food and Drug Administration needs to understand vaping better.
They cannot regulate something without having the science. So the science is interesting for public health policy.
At the Moffitt Cancer Research Center in Tampa, Dr. Thomas Brandon is trying to see if e-cigarettes really are effective at helping smokers quit tobacco. He thinks e-cigs could be more effective than nicotine replacements like gum or patches.
You know, the fact that they look like cigarettes, you bring them to your mouth like a cigarette, they produce something that looks like smoke, like cigarette smoke, that smokers often find calming just watching the smoke rise.
The Centers for Disease Control say e-cigarette use has tripled among teens in just the past 2 years, and many have never smoked tobacco. Like Costa Cocavesis, he's 20 and works at the Carbon Glass Smoke Shop, a block away from Euphoric Smoke in Hollywood. He and his friends are standing at the counter trying new flavors.
It tastes like watermelon.
And if vaping does turn out to be dangerous, Cocavesis says he's sure he'll be able to stop.
Nothing I'm really going to do for too long. It's fun, though.
For Health News Florida, I'm Ebony Joseph.
The newest scary drug on the streets is called Flacca. Find out what it is exactly and what it can do to users, plus other important stories about you and your health from our website, healthnewsflorida.org.